Welcome to everyone. So, is there any contemplation report, or are there many contemplation reports to be shared? No. So please feel welcomed. Please.
You said about listening.
Uh-huh.
About trusting the listener to be able to be open.
Yeah.
I was feeling that listening to anyone, it would be good to be in that same space.
Yeah.
Just that kind of trusting, not
yeah.
judging, controlling, yeah. translating with anything.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, that kind of listening is like really good, because, you know, like the other kind of listening limits us. So, you know, because the other kind of like this, like when, you know, the translator is there, then, you know, that's how we get tricked, you know, because people know that, you know, you will be listening from your translator, and you cannot feel what I intend to, you know, my intentions, you know, like they know that you will only hear my words. So then, you know, really people in the world, you know, they are able to trick us with the words, you know. And if we really kind of, you know, sit back and listen, then we will be able to hear the intention, you know, intention of people, and will be little more difficult for people to trick us. Yeah, certainly.
Or it would be easier to understand what they're trying to say if they're not trying to trick us.
Yeah, also, you know. No, not. I'm kind of like little joking, you know, like with the tricking, you know, because it's mostly like, you know, in the world, you know, mostly we do, you know, this. So, but also, like, it will be very easy to feel the intention, you know, like why I am saying, you know, not what I am saying, certainly what, but why, you know, like why. Why I'm kind of, you know, making this whole around, you know. Like we generally, like when we speak, we go very, very far, you know. Like we kind of make a very big circle. And then, so, like if intention is felt, then it's very difficult. Because every time, you know, I will be caught because of this kind of listening. So then, you know, I will feel, you know, why to make such a big circle, because anyway I'm caught. So somehow, you know, like more honesty in speaking will also come.
It's kind of dangerous too.
Dangerous too?
Like, you know, if you're in that really trusting space and there's someone who has a good intention, and
mm-hmm.
they feel the good intention, but actually they're quite a foolish person.
They are
foolish person.
Uh-huh.
Maybe only a little bit foolish. But then you, because you're so trusting, you do what they say, and you end up in big trouble.
You know, I think not, you know, because like once you know the intention, you know,
yes.
then you will also see this is foolishness, you know.
Even if their intention is sincere, but their wisdom is lacking.
you know, probably kind of like you will also know that intention is sincere and they don't have ways to express it. So that will be not kind of like, because you are not depending on the words. So certainly like you are dependent on intention. So it doesn't matter like what, which words are being used. You know, you don't have to agree with me, you know, just, yeah. You know, just really, you know, look. Yeah. You know, like with good intention, like, you know, like sometimes friends hit you, but you don't feel that you have been, you know, hidden. Kind of, you know, like, because intention is such that it doesn't really, you know, the activities doesn't affect you. Like with good intention, you know, even something done bad really doesn't catch you. Increasing.
It's limited, of course. So if I meet somebody whose reality is really different than mine, like I listen until I can understand what they're saying in my language. And then, assuming that, you know, they're saying something, and then I can embrace that. Like, kind of open. So that's not the same as what you're talking
about. That's not the same, you know. Okay. Because like your language, you know, means some kind of other communication, you know. You know, like something is not like only, you know, because of course they will be speaking English, you know. Tamil or English, like what you understand. So it's not like only language, you know, like you say, your language means like some other way, you know, the way you understand, you know. So, you know, like I think it's not only translator on, you know, something else is also on.
And
putting my ear
in someone's heart. Is that the other thing you were talking about?
Yeah, you know, like certainly, like, you know, you really listen, you know, kind of, you know, like you really listen, heart beating, you know, kind of, you know, like it, because, you know, like when you lie, you know, your heart doesn't beat same, you know. It has like a different beat. So certainly, you know, that's what I mean, you know.
So how come, like, I don't do it all the time?
Yeah, because, you know, you like also other things, you know. Sing.
Like, she says she can sing like furniture.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, because like we have different kind of like, you know, the senses. Different senses have like different capability in us. So in someone's case it could be seeing, like somebody could see. In someone's case it could be really can feel, you know. Feel the heartbeat, you know, like, so, you know, generally, one of our sense, you know, has a very kind of high receptivity. So when we, like, generally, like, you know, this, like, what, listening without translator. Generally, like when senses are off, you know, this happens when we really put like the volume of senses like very, very low. And even when volume of senses is like very, very low, you know, one of them will be like more grasping, you know, and reporting. So that differs from person to person, you know, somebody could. Like the seeing ability is kind of, you know, reporting, and you know, person will say, I see it. Some in somebody's case, feeling is reporting, and then person will say, I feel it. So it's like, you know, because of this, you know, we speak different, but somehow, you know, reports are same, you know, in different language. Yes, please. Yeah, yeah. I know that I'm not finished with you, so please.
I'm trying to find the most constructive way. So it seems like one way is we just very, very open and kind of deeply listening in a very, very open way. Another way, maybe a little bit suspicious.
Yeah.
Then I thought what you're maybe saying is we should preferably always be the very, very open one, very trusting. Then, just for example, some teacher, maybe in some sense a good teacher. For example, much more advanced than simple student like myself.
Yeah.
But maybe that person is in a position of teacher, but maybe stuck themselves or some trouble. Then I could imagine some possible problem as a result. Such a teacher, maybe the influence can be very strong, but maybe something result is something.
Yeah.
So like this kind of happening. Can you talk?
Yeah. So basically, like, you know, when we, like, generally, like, kind of like we have this suspicion, you know. Like suspicion is on all the time, nothing else, no openness, you know, many, many times. And then we go from this to openness and we put off suspicion. You know, there is no suspicion. But Like when I'm saying open, means, you know, also, if something is not appropriate, it will be suspected, you know. It's not that, you know, you will be blindly, you know, it's not like blind kind of thing, you know. It's openness is like a, you know, it keeps on also seeing, you know, and kind of like a, also, you know, suspicion will be there. So it's not like, you know.
So that's okay.
Yeah, you know, because that has to be, you know, in order to really know. You know, otherwise, you know, every time you hit your head, you know, in a stone, you know, kind of every time. If that is not there, you know, like you will be making every time same mistakes, kind of trusting someone who is not trustworthy. So, you know, that has to be, you know. I'm not saying that put off the suspicion, you know. Like really, but like many times, you know, like only suspicion is on. There is no acceptability, you know. So if both of them, you know, kind of like really being watchful and... Because, you know, like then there will be like kind of like something, you know, something beyond you, you know, that you cannot have suspicion, you know. Like, you know, there like this relationship will grow through suspicion, you know. Like having good suspicion and a time comes that it is grown, you know, it's like grown up, and then really no chance, you know, to have suspicion, you know, kind of, even if things are beyond, kind of in spite of you, you know, like, you know, that kind of like a somehow, you know, that kind of trust, you know, happens, you know, so, you know, then certainly... Yeah, but really using all your faculties, you know, not putting them off. Yeah. Like when I was saying list like this, translate, like generally translator means like, you know, I have a understanding, like I have as individual an understanding. And anything beyond that, I'm not listening. So, like, putting off means, like, you know, also, I'm listening beyond me, and then, you know, allowing this, you know, faculty really to feel, to see, and then, kind of, yeah, it's, like, little bit more than what you understood. When the ability
to listen beyond me, it's like what's been coming is that then if I'm not trapped in my own translator, then I'm also not trapped in the other person's translator.
Yeah, of course.
Like I can hear what they're saying beyond the words or the way.
Yeah. Yeah, you really kind of know.
And that goes both ways. I think like John was saying in the beginning, that means like I can see if someone is trying to get something from me, even if the...
Yeah.
And I can also see the opposite, you know. I can see that someone's, like a friend has slapped me, but actually it's coming from a...
Yeah. From the very kind of loving place. You know?
Yeah.
And it's not really, you know,
yeah, it's like not, yeah. It's not about hurting me.
It's not painful, you know. Yeah. You know, there is pain in the body, but it's not painful.
Yeah. And it also feels like there's like a range of ways this can manifest. You know, like I can be in a situation where I'm totally caught up in the translator and I'm not hearing anything else. And then there can be a situation where I'm hearing the translator, I'm realizing the translator is going on. Into varying degree
Influenced by that. Yeah, yeah.
And there can be the situations where the when I drop deeper in the translation,
nobody is there. Yeah, nobody is there, and you know, it's like only soaking happening. You know, like only kind of like where, you know, this you know, these plastic soaking things. You know, they can soak water. You know, like something like that happens. You know, like really. You are dropped to a place where only that happens, you know, and nothing else.
And then life is listening to life.
Yeah, you know, something, you know. Life is listening to life, and yeah. And also, you know, daily getting watery, you know, kind of.
Like a gulab jamun soaking up the sink.
Yeah, also like that. So last evening, Valmiki was saying to Bharadwaj that, please listen to me, like beyond your understanding, and if you are able to, certainly all your attachments, all your impurities will be there will be no connection to you from your impurities, from your attachments, and you really drop very deep in you, which is life, and tatha vyavahar pragya yatha vyavahrita sukhi sarvarth sansaktya buddhe ramo Ram Jeevan Lochana. And from that deep depth, life will be lived like a, you know, a content way. Life will, you will live life which will have content, you know, and sarvarth sansaktaya. And that will mean, that way of life will mean for everyone, you know, for many, many, for everyone. And Buddhaye, and a heading towards being Buddha, being heading towards being wise man, and certainly eyes of life will see life, you know, not your eyes, but you will see life through the eyes of life, through the you know, life will be available to see for you. And those eyes will not have any kind of impurity, you know, like eyes of life will see life without any impurity. Tritastra trascha virodhascha bodhpar mupagata vasishto vamadevascha mantrinosto tathe tare. And like that you will fulfill what you supposed to fulfill, what your life supposed to fulfill, that will be fulfilled. And bodh par upam gata, and like awareness will be kind of left behind, you know, you will go beyond awareness and live from there. Kind of like, say, when we live life of awareness, you know, still there is discrimination, you know, like I'm being aware to my, you know, attachments and then act upon, you know, leaving attachments. Like being aware means really seeing and acting towards good. And he's saying, like, even like you don't need that, even, you know, like you will go beyond that. Because in being aware, sometimes I am aware and still I think, okay, you know, I must eat gulab jamun, you know, kind of, you know, like I'm aware that, you know, doctor told me, you know, not to eat sweet, and still, you know, I can really choose, you know, like I'm aware, but still I can choose. So this is why he's saying, like, life will be beyond awareness, you know, it's not awareness but something else, like life will be lived by life, not by awareness. And he's saying, as Vasishtha has lived, Vamadeva, like, you know, as many other people having gone beyond awareness lived their life, so you will live that way of life.
Mm-hmm. When you say awareness, you mean like when there is someone who is aware?
Yeah.
And when you said beyond awareness, there's still knowing happening without.
Yeah, without kind of, yeah. You know, like awareness means like somebody to be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Then there is like, you know, I think it's just life happening. You know.
But knowing is there still,
eh? Knowing.
Like, life will know, like, not to eat or yes to eat.
You yeah, to you know, life will, yeah. Jivan Mukta Mahatmano Yatha Prapt Anuvartani. And as liberated ones live like, you know, their life, like you will live life like that. Etai yatha hutam dattam grahitam usitam ismritam tatha chet artase putra mukta eva asi sankatat. So for that kind of life, like he's saying, Valmiki is saying to Bharadwaj, my son, you really have to empower some fire in you, you know, some fire, some kind of like a probably life wish to be like that, you know. It life wish, like where life is wishing for that. It's like hutam dattam. Hutam is like fire. You know, you really have to give some fire, you know, like so that life is kind of seeking, you know. Like you really, like what he's trying to say, that this will be possible if, like, seeking goes in your life, and certainly grahit mushitam smritam, and also like remembrance of that, fire, because like generally life fire is like very, very low, and when other things will come, like the attachments, the habits, they will be stronger. So also you really have to remember that, you know, many, many times, so that you can say no to habits, to attachments, and tatha chet artase, and if you really kind of allow that fire, allow remembrance, so then you will be able to get rid of attachments, habits, you know, that will be done. Like you will, you know, just matter of lighting the fire and remembering that, you know, remembrance, and then slowly this will do the job, kind of, you know, like you will get free as well as get rid of difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
Smritam, yeah.
Is connected to smriti.
Connected with?
Smriti. I'm not pronouncing it
right. Smriti? Is that word smriti? Smriti, yeah. Smriti. Yeah, smritam, yeah. Like, you know. Smritam is like the kind of, not memory, but some, you know, some kind of like remembrance through life. You know, it's not like mindfulness, you know, it's like more maybe like the from the same like this fire of life has some ability to remember. It's not like from the mind in anything here, he's not talking like really deeper from the mind. Like he's saying, like, you know, it's not like we could start from the mind, but we cannot end up in mind, you know, like we really have to go deeper than the mind, and that's what he's pointing out, that we somehow there has to be some life fire, and certainly this life fire is very low, you know, because like you know, it's not and slowly remembering that, you know, like slowly we like we come to the growth of that fire, you know, like it's very slowly and gently happens. It's not you know, kind of really ability to catch air, you know, somehow something like that. So I think that ability comes, but very slowly, ability to catch air, you know, something like that, you know, it's like, is very, very subtle realm, and it's not possible to put finger, you know, there, like here, your finger will always kind of, you know, cross it, and this is why, you know, spirituality is kind of time-taking, because certainly like some point you have ability to put finger, you know, like to put air on your finger, but only when it comes, you know, it's not kind of, there is no way, there is no technique, you know, like one really had to find one's own technique, you know, how to stick air with your finger, kind of. So that's what he's kind of saying, you know, as really, certainly it will come, you know, he's saying, like he's really assuring, but certainly you have to make effort, you know, for that, and continuous effort. Apar sansar samudra pato labdhva param yukti udar sattva na sokamayati na dainyameti gatajvara tisthati nitya trapta. And he's saying the sea of sansara, you know, has like it's endless, you know. It's really, there are so many, many attractions in samsara. So certainly like you have to, again he's saying like yukti, you know, you really have to find your way. Yukti means like your experiential way of, you know, how you stick air with your finger, you know, it's kind of like yukti means nobody can tell you, like, your way. You really have to find yourself, you know. Like, yukti means having gone through, finding your way. You know, it's not, nobody can tell you that, that you have to find. And udar sattva. And he's saying, like, certainly you will find, because truth is very generous, you know. Like he's saying, like, not to think that you will not find, you know, because he's saying certainly difficult, but he's saying, like, but also know that, knowing that truth has generosity, you know, it's like very, very generous. It will really let you know your way. And certainly, labdhva, having found that, na sokam ayati, feeling of unhappiness will not come to you. Also, feeling of miserableness will also not come to you. You will live as if your fever is gone, you know. Like you will really see that I am not fevery anymore, you know. I don't have any fever anymore. And nit trapta, like a you know, feeling content, really feeling feeling the graciousness of life. And like he's saying to Bharadwaj, you will live that kind of life, but knowing that there are so many distractions, you will be distracted so many times. Also, doesn't mean that truth is not generous, you know. Also know that truth is generous and it will let you know your way, kind of, you know. It will provide you your way. And having known that, you will not be affected by being miserable, by being unhappy. You will live as if your fever is gone and feel the graciousness of life. So this is what he is promising to his student. So certainly (clears throat) Bharadwaj has not understood, you know, because he's asking question. He's saying, Jivan Mukti Sthiti Brahman Kritva Raghav Madita Kramat Kathaye Me Nityam Bhavishyam Sukhi Yatha. So, saying, Bhagwan, no, my Lord, you really spoke about state of liberation, and how many, many people lived their life being liberated. But to tell you truth, you know, I haven't understood it. So, if you can speak again to me, so that I also am able to understand, you know, if you can really like he's using word kramat, you know, if you can speak sequentially, you know, like one by one. And I think, you know, this is the difficult thing, that is not only sequence, you know, there are also leaps in this. So this is where it gets, you know, we get lost, because as soon as some leap is said, then we get lost, you know, like the sequence we understand. But leaps we get lost. So, of course, you know, he's asking, you know, if you can speak sequentially, you know, not using leap, and that means not saying the truth, you know, in other words, you know, because if only sequence is said, then truth will be missed. Really, I can understand from his point of view that, you know, it really seems that it will be that way. So that's why he's saying, you know, if you can speak, you know, one by one, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know, in that way, not in 1 and 10, you know, like then I really miss it. Brahmasya जाग्रतस्या अस्य जातस्या आकाश वर्णवत अपना स्मरणम मन्ने साधो विस्मरणम वरम. So saying, Valmiki is saying that like why there is doubt about it, because we are not awake, and what is being awake is really color of space, you know. Like, you know, he's saying, like, you know, it's what is being awake is, if you have to give the name of the color of space, you know, kind of, in space there is no color. So he's saying, like, what is difficult? Because being awake is, has no words, you know, it's like a, has no color, has no way to be spoken. So, like he's saying, like, this is what comes on the way. We really think that there will be a color of a space, you know, but it's not. So saying, like, we really think that being awake could be said, you know, like, could be expressed. And he's not, like, Valmiki is saying, you know, that is not the case, you know, like, it's really could be experienced, but could not be said. And apuna smaranam manne sadho vismaranam varam. So it's like a being awake means really like forgetting oneself and like generally, you know, our understanding is that if I am not, you know, how can I know if I am not, kind of, you know, anything if I am not? So saying, actually, I can say that this is forgetting yourself and remembering the divinity, kind of, you know, like falling in the divinity and forgetting individuality, you know, like he's saying, like I can say what is being awake is really forgetting yourself and remembering the divinity you have. Divinity kind of like you have, you know, beyond you. So saying it's something like that. Drasyat atyanta bhav bodham bina tannanubhuyate kadachit ekin chinnam swabodho annus tamata. And certainly like in order to forget yourself, you also have to forget like what you perceived, what you know about yourself. And not only forgetting, but also, you know, like only forgetting will not work, you know, because if only forgetting works, then maybe some people are good enough to forget, you know, forget oneself. But he's saying, tan anubhuyate. Also, you have to experience the color of space, you know, kind of, you know, like you have to experience that subtleness, you know, that divinity, you know, which is like really kind of edge, color of space. So it's not like only forgetting, also experiencing something generally which cannot be experienced. You know, generally, you know, like from general way, couldn't be touched. It go together, but kind of, you know, like what, you know, if I use the technique of forgetting, then maybe this will not happen, because there will be the influence of, you know, from the influence of forgetting, I can forget, you know. Kind of, you know, like, you know, like if I try to forget, so that try will make me forget. Convincing, you know, like also forgetting is possible, you know, convincing, but there will be like a very, very subtle try to forget. And that try will not enable me to experience something else. You know, example is like, kind of like, you know, like something you do with try.
The effort,
yeah. So there will be like the subtlest effort, you know, will still keep the forgetting.
Making
the forgetting. And that will not enable you to drop in divinity, you know. And this is why he's kind of pointing out, you know, is, you know, it will be very easy if by only forgetting I can manage to drop, you know. So saying it's also not that simple, that only by forgetting, because, you know, some, like, we can really make, you know, this forgetting effort and forget. But he's saying, like, that is not enough. No? There you have to really drop in this colorlessness, you know. And that cannot be done by, you know, this making effort.
So if, like, someone practices very much kind of working with the mind.
Mm-hmm. Just the forgetting, you know, like really, but still, you know, the effort will remain, effort of forgetting, and that will stop you from falling in the divinity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like here he's saying, like, yeah, like forgetting myself, you know, I could, like he's saying, like, you know, this is like a way will be to forget, like he already, like in the earlier sloka he's explained, this will be like forgetting me and falling in divinity. And then later he's trying to say that even this is not good enough, you know, because in forgetting, you know, if I can forget, so still there will be like this subtle effort, keep me forgetting.
You gave the example of back now.
Uh-huh.
If you tie it, like let's say this is on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and you tie it,
mm-hmm.
so if you tie it too strong,
mm-hmm.
like there won't be any waves of the wind and no mm-hmm. possibility.
Yeah.
Can it be like,
yeah, you know, something like that. You know, it's like a because of, yeah, you know, I think that was a good example. Yeah. So how I said it, you know, if you.
I don't know the word, but if like this would be on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and we tied it for the four corners,
mm-hmm.
so we still want like the wind to play with it and have some flexibility.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so maybe the kind of like the, you know, the, like if we tighten, you know, so then also we lose the ability to fall. And I think this is what he's also saying, that if we, you know, it has to be like somewhere via effort and then let go of effort, you know, like, and that's what he means, that...
Another example I understood, like, if you're using a technique like netting, you know, this isn't me, like you look at the mind, you look at the experience and looking for the self, and this isn't. And then, but you need to have enough space there also for what is.
Yeah. Like to fall into what is, so kind of like somewhere, you know, that also has to be forgotten, that this is not, you know, somewhere, kind of, you know. So this is what he's pointing out, he's saying that this is...
I'm still not really understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's basically like he's trying to say that, you know, forget not only ego, but, you know, like we also have some other things, you know, other than ego. So also forgetting that, you know, kind of like completely forgetting, but not, you know, not by, you know, somewhere it has to be not by effort. So that's what, you know, he's trying to point out, you know, like some point you really let go of also forgetting and be in forgetting, and then you drop in what is, you know. So he's saying like also that experience has to be there, you know, like experience of kind of realizing the color of his space, you know, and Charane Muna Ghar. And this cannot be done by kind of like by only speaking, by only you know, some this cannot be done by only speaking about it, you know. Also, some point one has to experience that, you know. Like, you know, that's what he means, that it's not, you know, like he's trying to say that, you know, all speaking and everything will help, but some point that will drop and like then only you will drop in divinity. It's not you know, somehow it's like the combination of effort and not effort, you know. It's not like one way, you know. It's not like making effort or not making effort, but somehow both have to be combined in right way, and then it happens. So that's why he's saying anubhuyate, you know. It has to be really experienced, and then probably having experience, you know, some ability to, you know, ability to speak about it comes, you know, like it's, so somehow experiencing is like very important in this, you know. It's not because he, like when Bharadwaj asked, he said, you know, if you can speak about it. So that's why he's saying, like, you know, I will speak, you know, certainly. But it's not only speech, you know. It you really have to also go through and really experience that, and then it will be available for you. So, any questions, please?
Mm-hmm. You were saying earlier about trying to touch the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it could be that people can try to touch the air.
Yeah, you know.
And not succeed.
And not the?
Not succeeding.
You know, I think, you know, people who try, they succeed, you know. Yeah, I think, you know, like, because otherwise we will not try, you know. If nobody has succeeded, you know, why we will come to India, you know. Yeah, it's pulling, you know, the pulling is the because, you know, something knows that it's possible to, you know, to stick the air with the finger. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, I think, you know, it always it meets, you know. it's a matter of, you know.
Next lifetime
also counted? You know, I think, yeah. Like, you know, this lifetime is certainly counted. You know, if I think, you know, if there is like only failure, like why we will try, you know. So something in us knows that, you know, okay, because we found ourselves keep on trying, you know, kind of, you know, daily. Like we really live good life situations, you know, and join some, you know, this dry air and, you know, like, so something really knows